B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
From the NFL Network, joining us right now here on 97.5 The Fanatic on our fantastic Fanatic guests and appearing on the Comcast Business Hotline, Charlie Casserly joins us right now. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you?
We're doing well. Great. You know, the Eagles saved the season on Monday Night Football against the Giants, so they live to fight another day. I'm curious, you know, we're trying to figure out here in Philadelphia as to what the Eagles are because they've been so inconsistent after such high hopes to start the season. From more of the national perspective, Charlie, how do you see this Eagles team?
I guess two things. One, their history is, but obviously Foles had a lot to do with it. In December stretch runs, playoff runs the last 2 years. Offensively, the receiving core is deleted, depleted, I should say, and deleted, I guess.
Definitely deleted, yes.
And you know, and they're just piecing it together. Losing Jordan Howard was crucial, that was crucial to them. So the offense is kind of anemic at the point right now, because of lack of players. You know, I think Wentz is a victim of that, a little bit of it. He made more plays outside the pocket in the past than he has this year. Holds the ball. We know about the fumbles. I don't know if he's a great anticipator. So part of it's him, and part of it's the people around him. You know, defensively, the secondary. I've always felt that was something that was an Achilles heel for him, the cornerback position primarily, and it continues to be. People say, hey, the front is excellent, hard to run on, good pass rush. So, you know, double Cox, get to the cornerback position. And finally, on offense, you got to double Ertz, take away the run early, and then they'll get away from it. But those are some of the things that are being said.
So, speaking with Charlie Casserly of the NFL Network, you can also follow him on Twitter, at Charlie Casserly. Charlie, the other thing is, you know, you mentioned Carson Wentz there. Do you think he's a guy that can still get back, even with average receivers? And he's had below average receivers, as you pointed out, already this season. Can he get back to that elite status that we saw from a couple of years ago?
I don't know why he can't. You know, I don't know the inner workings there of the coaching staff. They lost some coaches, and it's been written about quite a bit, who are good coaches. And you know, they replaced them with some other coaches and who are probably pretty good coaches, too. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But I just really look at personnel mostly because I'm not inside a building. And I'm saying, okay, who do you have to defend when you play the Philadelphia Eagles? Well, it's doubles Ertz. What else are we going to do? See? And I'm being a little sarcastic.
Right.
But there's a lot of truth in what I'm saying. And I think what they evolved to in the game the other night was, fine, we're going to throw it to Ertz. We're going to throw it to the running backs. Go stop us. So now people have a plan on that. And what can happen? Now, the good thing going for them, you know, the Cowboys have won a game. So, you know, they're not exactly rolling through things either here. So they got a chance.
Now, did you see the Eagles went into Monday night's game with three active wide receivers?
I did see that, yes.
What was your reaction to that? That just seems bonkers to me.
Well, you know, again, I'm not being on top of the thing because I cover all the teams.
Sure.
I don't know all the inner workings of whether they could have signed somebody and got in there. I think, obviously, the backup plan is use the tight ends there. And sometimes you get into a situation where, well, we know we'll have a guy back next week. We don't want to sign a person, saying that, you know, you might get somebody back. But yeah, if you go in there with three, you better plan on playing two at some point.
Now, you spent a lot of time, obviously, front office, GM, throughout the league. When it comes to just Howie Roseman, how would you evaluate his performance so far this season?
Well, you have to look at it in a big picture, okay? You know, Howie's done an excellent job there. No question about that. He's a big part of them winning the Super Bowl. And I've said he needs a statue, too, because it's been 1960 since they won another one. So, and that's true. So sometimes what happens to you, you have a good year, and sometimes you have a year that doesn't go as good. DeSean Jackson was a tremendous signing. And obviously on opening day, we all thought, boy, this thing looks good now. And then obviously it hasn't worked out. So, you know, sometimes you have things like that that are beyond your control.
Speaking with Charlie Casper, you guys also have for the NFL Network 100 all-time team going on right now. NFL 100 all-time team. That's going to continue on Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern time in the NFL Network, revealing the offensive linemen now, as well as the tight ends. We got Trey Thomas in studio with us right now. He wasn't such a bad offensive lineman.
Oh, hell, I hated the guy when I was with the Redskins.
That's the biggest compliment you can give, Charlie.
That means he was good.
That's right.
Thank you.
He was tremendous. Hell, and he wouldn't have been a politician, was he? I mean, in Congress, not as a player.
That was his twin.
Other side. But he probably pissed you off, too. No, Trey, his next venture is politics. Don't you worry.
No.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Charlie, real quick. So, obviously, 6-7 is what's leading the division right now in the NFC East. Got 3 weeks left, including in a week, the Eagles, a week from Sunday, the Eagles and the Cowboys will face off for the division. Who do you see most likely taking this NFC East?
You know, and every time I've been asked that question, I've said Dallas because the superior talent in more areas than the Eagles are, especially with the Eagles' injuries. But you got to win a game. And the Eagles are home. And right now, I'm going to go with the Eagles because of the schedule. And it's not because I'm doing a show in Philly. I don't have any shows in Dallas today, so I don't have to worry about that. But well, you got to win a game, man. And the Eagles showed something the other night.
All right.
It was the Giants, but they got to play the Giants again anyway.
Exactly. So hopefully two more easy Ws. No easy Ws in the NFL, yeah. But hopefully this one, the Giants, you'll get them. Charlie, always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Charlie Cash of the NFL Network. Once again, NFL 100 all-time team. The series will continue on Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern time on the NFL Network, revealing the offensive linemen and the tight ends. Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, great to be with you. It's always fun to talk in Philly.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.